Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Deeney. JohnFDeeney.com is the website you need to know about. You need to go check it out, folks. You'll thank me later, I promise. The author of the award-winning book, Hunting in a Farmer's World, I saw him get that award, ladies and gentlemen. I know it happened. I'm a witness. And he's the author of Beating the Boomer Bust, which is an e-book that he wants to give to you for free. If you go to his website, and find the Boomer Bust, Beating the Boomer Bust link there, and type in Woodstock, he's going to let you download that book for free. But don't take the free thing too seriously. I mean, it's valuable. He's giving it away to you because he cares about you. And, John, we thank you for that.
Well, thanks, Jim. And, you know, you're so modest. You failed to mention that you saw me take the award because you were next up on the stage taking another award. So.
Well, they already know about all that. Hey, John, let's talk about the luxury of no resources, because in the previous segment we were talking about the the advantages of having no resources, as you say, the luxury, because we learn so many things. We talked about all the reasons why having, you know, not having anybody to help us and not having a lot of money, and why those are great advantages, which might seem, you know, weird to say that in the beginning, but it creates problems too, primarily in that the more you do it, the more you like the way you do it, you think that's perfection, and the idea of letting somebody else do it is less than perfection, and so we don't delegate, and that's a big mistake, because you can't sell not delegating, can you?
No, absolutely not. And, you know, the axiom we use all the time is the more you work in your business, the less it is worth.
Right. Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test.
The more you work in your business, the less it is worth. Nobody wants to come in and try and hit the ground running, knowing 7 different areas of operations and working 60 hours a week to keep up with what you were doing, just to keep the company alive. If somebody has the money to shell out to buy a small company, that's not the company they want. And, you know, delegation is tough, because when you learn to do everything, like I said, in a low-risk environment, referring to the theme of my other book, you learn hunting tasks and you learn farming tasks. And you're probably better at one than the other. But you're not going to find a farmer that can hunt like you, and you're probably not going to find a hunter that can farm like you.
Mm-hmm.
And delegation really means dividing those things. And, you know, not, as I said in the first segment, not, I want to find a young guy just like me. There aren't young guys just like you.
That's
out
right.
There, because they don't have the 20 or 30 years of experience and learning by trial and error that you have.
You know, John, go ahead.
And you just can't expect them to step into your shoes, mm-hmm, and have all that at their fingertips.
Well, and there are a couple of things that I try to point out to folks along these lines. Number one is my audience has heard me say 1,000 times, seek excellence, not perfection. Your perfection, the way you do the jobs that you did first, those really were perfection, because it was the way you wanted it done. That was perfection. But don't try to replicate that. Just reach excellence. That's one thing. If you'll think about that, I think you'll delegate more. The other thing is, delegating is like the second and third child, John. Remember when you had your first child? You know, everything had to be perfect. Everything had to be, you worried about everything, you know, every little sniffle, every little, you know, you had to raise this child perfect or they won't turn out well or whatever. The second child comes along, it's like, oh, well, whatever, take off, kid, go ahead. Once you break through the delegating thing one time, after that it gets easy.
Right. Oh, he's over there eating the dog food.
Yeah.
He has protein.
So
he has protein in the body.
But that's what you, don't you agree that the more you do it, the more philosophical you get about it, the more you say, well, you know what, it works.
Well, when you start delegating, inevitably you take a talented employee with some skills and you assign them something that you've always done to perfection, and they do it 70% as well. And, you know, if you bite your tongue and don't go for that last mile, that last iota of what you want, you find out that 70% as well, done by five people, is a hell of a lot more than you could accomplish
exactly
yourself.
Right. That's exactly right. Do add it up, folks. Don't look at what's in front of your eyes. Add it up, right, John? Do the math.
You can't be in more than one place at one time.
Well said.
As much as with technology, try, it really doesn't happen.
JohnFDeeney.com, ladies and gentlemen. Go. Can they buy your book from you there on the website, Hunting in the Farmer's World?
No, the book is, I only sell in bulk, Jim, like you. And, Amazon's the place.
So if you want to buy a bunch of them, he'll sell them to you. If you want to buy one, go to Amazon and check out all the other stuff there. And I'll go to JohnFDeeney.com. Thanks, John, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim.
John
Deeney,
ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.